This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame, so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Welcome to the Pet Owner Diary Podcast, a show about helping you become a better pet parent. In each episode, we deliver raw, honest, funny, and insightful advice on how to be a great pet parent for any type of pet. Now, here's your host, America's Pet Owner Coach, Janelle Young.
Welcome back to the Pet Owner Diary Show. My name is Tay Shoemaker, and I'll be your co-host today. Pet influencers. What does it take to be one? An even harder question for you, what does it take to become one? If you ask any content creator with a larger following, they'll almost always tell you the same thing. Luck. With ever-changing algorithms, trends, drama, and audiences, I can at least say for myself that Lady Luck was definitely involved, but it also helped to have cute frogs doing most of the modeling work. If you don't know, I have a, I guess I would say, pretty successful social media persona, Tazes Out at Critters, or my TikTok name, Mother of Frogs. I started my Instagram account back in 2016 for my little betta fish, and it grew from there. And thanks to my accounts, I've met so many wonderful people, been able to do so many things that I never imagined I could, and I got wonderful opportunities just like this show. But it took a lot of hard work and dedication on top of the luck to get here. One of my favorite things to do as a creator with a larger following is uplift smaller creators. And there's one person who has been on my radar for a while now. Watching him grow into his content has been so satisfying because I can just tell he's going to go so far and do so good. He's a hard worker with a dedicated following and a very consistent upload schedule. I'd like to introduce you all to Hunter Huok, the creator of Hunter Huok Official and founder of Crimson Exotic Rescue. Hey Hunter, how are you doing today?
Hey Tay, I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me and for your kind words.
Yes, and am I saying your last name right, just to make sure?
It's Hunter Huok, but
Huok. Okay.
Either way is good.
Perfect. Good to know. Everyone, it's Huok. All right. And so, Hunter, I've known you for a few years now. We haven't really gotten to chat, but we've talked a little bit, and I see your YouTube videos come up on my page all the time. I can really see the drive in you, and that's needed to make it in social media. For those who don't know you, could you introduce yourself to everyone?
Absolutely. Hi, everyone. My name is Hunter Huok. This is a hard question. I don't really know how to describe myself, but basically I keep reptiles and amphibians and I make digital content. My saying is that I want to build community with reptile and amphibian keepers around the world. So that's what I'm hoping to do on my little section of the internet, I guess.
Oh, and so Hunter has almost 4,000 followers. So he's getting close to the big milestone of 10,000. For me, at least, and I think many of our people in our pool of internet might agree with me, a small creator under 20,000 is what is actually considered to be a small creator. But even then, with 40,000, I'm considered a small creator for Instagram. So for some perspective, to be considered a full celebrity, a couple 100,000 to a couple million followers are needed. In that case, I am placed at the very start of the spectrum and not even halfway there. So everything Hunter and I are going to be talking about today is all from our own retrospect. So Hunter, when did you start your journey with social media?
Oh, that's a great question. So I started making YouTube videos in, I believe, March of 2018, but I didn't start focusing seriously on the reptile and amphibian or pet content side of social media until about 2019.
Gotcha. And I know before I started, I had several inspirations and reasons to start my account. Was there anyone or anything that made you really want to create your pet account or just your social media in general? What made you want to join?
Absolutely. So I saw the impact that people like Imzotic, she was one of my biggest role models at first, and people like Snake Discovery could have on other reptile keepers, or even Jessica, who you, Jessica's animal friends, who you had on the show a couple weeks ago or something.
Yes.
People like that, I saw how much I could learn from them, and I realized that maybe if other young reptile keepers saw a young reptile keeper doing what they want to be doing, that it would encourage them to do better and keep going. So that's kind of why I decided to switch to the reptile side of things. But just social media in general, I've always enjoyed creating content, so I thought that that would be a fun way to do so.
Right. And so I outed myself in the last episode, so I'm going to out you here too. I am 21, and Hunter is only 16, and he's got a rescue, a merch business, a podcast, a booming YouTube channel, and like so many other things. How do you manage to at least look so well put together at that age? Because I joined at the same age, and I was a mess.
Well, that's a good question. I guess the main thing is Google Calendar. Seriously, that's my main tip. I have everything in my Google Calendar laid out for the day, and if I didn't, I would definitely be all over the place because I do have a lot going on. And also, I do online school, so that definitely helps me have a lot of free time to do my stuff with my different businesses.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was actually my next question, because you are so young, school. But I guess that makes things easier when, you know, you can kind of do school from home and be on your own. I mean, I don't know how online school works, but I assume you're kind of on your own schedule there.
Yeah, basically, I have a certain number of things I have to do each day or each week, but I can kind of do them. I could do them at 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. or 1 a.m. or whatever. So.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I was in, I guess you could say, regular high school when I joined. And I'm not the busiest person. I wasn't much of an honor student, I'll say that. But it was still tough to keep up with that.
Definitely, yeah.
And so you kind of started talking about it. Is there any like real strategy you have to keep the consistency, maybe other than the calendar, or, you know, what's your real strategy with that?
I try to definitely plan out my content. Right now I'm working on a few big video projects behind the scenes, as well as creating my normal weekly or biweekly uploads. And so it definitely gets kind of difficult, but yeah, on my computer, I use Notion to organize most of my video stuff. So I have different pages on there where I can plan out videos ahead of time, so I can just sit down, film one, spend the night editing it or something like that, and then get it up and move on to the next thing. I don't have a ton of time to work on videos for hours and hours, so it's definitely tricky, but I do try to schedule it out.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's way more than I do. I know you're big on YouTube, and my YouTube is not like that. I kind of just throw stuff up maybe once a year. I don't think I've uploaded in the last year. So scheduling sounds like something I need to do. I'm not good with time management. And so you have like over 8,000 subscribers on YouTube when I checked last. That's, you know, it doesn't seem like a whole lot, but that's actually a great achievement for YouTube because there's so much content to consume. It's really easy to get lost in the mix. How would you describe your content on there?
Yeah, so I try to make educational and entertaining at the same time content. So I like to teach people about reptiles and amphibians and build community with them at the same time. I want people to be able to learn while also enjoying. So I try to have high quality professional videos that people can relate to, learn from, and enjoy.
Right. And so you do a lot of like care guide videos and stuff like that. Is there anyone that was like your favorite or that you really, really enjoy?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know that I have a favorite video that I've made, but I'd have to say I really enjoy anything with leopard geckos. So probably my leopard gecko care guide.
Oh, are leopard geckos your favorite reptile? Do you have a favorite?
Don't tell them that, but yes, definitely.
It's fine. I have a favorite too. And so your most popular video on there is, I think when I checked, it's the behind the scenes at the Snake Discovery Zoo. It has like 55,000 views on it. You were doing a tank building competition? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so I was there last August for the Snake Discovery Enclosure build-off, and that particular video that you mentioned was filmed actually after the event for that day, and so I got to do a tour of behind the scenes of their new zoo, and people really enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun.
Right, and we'll talk about that more after the break. We'll be right back with Hunter Hauk of Hunter Hauk Official.
At Nava Pets, we know how important your furry companions are. So, we want to help keep them happy and healthy. Our organic hemp products are specially formulated to enhance the well-being of your beloved pet. But don't worry, our hemp supplements don't contain any of the psychedelic stuff. So, your animal will receive all the health benefits and still be the pet you know and love. Your furry friend is sure to enjoy the organic pet hemp tincture, which infuses anti-inflammatory plant properties and omega fatty acids, providing for a more mobile and energetic pet while also assisting with any chronic pain or medical conditions your pet may be experiencing. Our hemp products also give a natural calming effect, perfect for the continuous barkers or those stressed out cats. We also offer a range of flavors, including bacon, peanut butter, and salmon. What's not to love? At NavaPets.com, you can spoil your pet with goodness. Treat your pet like they treat you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, pet family. Today we are with Hunter Hauk of Hunter Hauk Official and Crimson Exotic Rescue. And we were talking about his YouTube channel and a little bit of the start of his career. So I want to continue with the YouTube because we were talking about what I would say is your most popular video, the snake discovery behind the scenes. And so just to remind us, you were there for a enclosure building competition.
Yeah, so they invited 10 reptile content creators from around, I guess, the United States and Canada to come down for a day, spend a day at the zoo, and we all built a 4x2x2 enclosure, and then the public was able to vote on which one was their favorite, and then they were auctioned off at the grand opening of the Snake Discovery Zoo, and the proceeds went to the United States Association of Reptile Keepers.
Wow, and so you kind of said it, but I want to double check. How did you end up doing that? Was there like a sign up for just anybody, or did they specifically invite you?
So Emily and Ed reached out to me. We had spoken a few times and we've since become good friends. But yeah, they reached out and asked if I wanted to come. And I was like, absolutely, because it was an awesome opportunity.
Wow, that's amazing, honestly, because, you know, a lot of people do not get those types of opportunities. And the fact that they reached out to you means that they saw something in you. And that's really, really special.
Yeah, I'm super grateful. They've been big supporters of my channel since when I had less than 1,000 subscribers. So,
I love that. And you're a hard worker. Like, even I can see the dedication, the consistency is there. You really have everything that you need to really make it. So I definitely see that in you, and I know what they saw.
Thank you.
And so how was meeting them, working with such a huge creator, and Snake Discovery, if our listeners don't know who we're speaking of, Snake Discovery has almost, I think, 3 million subscribers on YouTube, and that's just YouTube. They have, you know, accounts on every platform. So how cool was that, Hunter?
It was pretty awesome. So I had spoken to them because I had them on a podcast that I used to co-host. And so I kind of knew them and knew about them, but we all went to dinner the night before, myself and then most of the competitors. And so it was really cool meeting everyone. Everyone was super nice. It didn't feel like you were in a room with combined tens of millions of followers. You were just there with cool people. So it was awesome.
Yeah, that's always the best. One of the things that I really love getting to do is, you know, when you do meet up with other people, or, you know, when you meet with people who, you know, have a bigger audience with you, you never really feel, I mean, so far, no one has ever made me really feel like I was a smaller creator, or, you know, that I wasn't worth their time or anything like that.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the awesome things about the pet community is that everyone just wants to share knowledge, and they know that no matter how many followers you have, everyone has something valuable to contribute for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, especially the seasoned people, you know, back in my day, when I first joined, when I was 16, there was a lot of drama because there wasn't a huge community. But the people that were in it were always, you know, smaller accounts being petty with each other and stuff like that. The big guys were never in it. So they were really people that you could look up to.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of drama, you know, I mean, don't say anything specific, but do you have experience with that? Because I know I definitely do, because I didn't know how to be quiet and just not let hate get to me.
So that's definitely a lesson I've learned over the years. But yeah, when I first started in the reptile YouTube community, there was a lot of turmoil and drama going on. Yep. Some of the big creators were getting canceled, so to speak. And so it was definitely a big transition period and a big shift going on in the politics and dynamics of the reptile community in general on YouTube. And so I saw that and I learned, like, okay, this is bad. Drama isn't helping anyone. It's only hurting people. So I have done a pretty good job of staying out of it as best as I can, because I was very fortunate or unfortunate, I guess, to join at a time when there was a lot of turmoil in the online reptile community.
Right. And, you know, I do think part of it is the shift to a younger audience, you know, because part of Gen Z, we stand up for literally anything and we're, you know, we'll just say what's on our mind. But surprisingly, I've noticed that a lot of the older adults seem to get in on the drama sometimes, which is very surprising.
Yeah, that is surprising, but it is definitely more of the older people in the hobby who cause drama because they're pretty resistant to change.
Yeah.
Very broadly speaking, I'm not naming anyone specific or anything, but there are a lot of people who are very resistant to change. And so they kind of get exiled from the online reptile community because they, I guess, don't want to adopt the new ways of keeping that the newer younger people are making mainstream, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, and you know, there are problems of people really thinking that there's only one right way to do it and it's their way, when, you know, you can literally Google one, you know, one animal and get millions of results on how to care for them. So it gets confusing. And like I said, you know, we youngins, we stand up for what we believe in. So sometimes we think we're always right.
For sure.
But yeah, it's been interesting to kind of grow up in this community. I know you've been in it a little bit shorter than I have. What was your experience coming in at, you know, such a young age?
Yeah, so I started in 2018, which, oh gosh, now I have to do math here. That means I would have been 13. So
it was definitely a
little baby hunter. It was definitely a young age to join the reptile community and stuff. But I think people showed me a lot of support, and that was awesome because I have never been afraid to ask questions and seek new information. And if there was just a method of keeping that I was like, this doesn't seem right, I would try to find out where that started and maybe dismantle that a little bit. So, you know, it was weird, but I feel like I've always been kind of a mature person, so it didn't feel like I was super young compared to a lot of the other people because everyone was very respectful and treated me just like anyone else.
Right. And yeah, I was going to say, you're very professional, which is interesting to see because I have a lot of younger viewers and I don't think I've met someone, you know, your age that is really just keeps things professional. You're very, very good at that.
Thank you. It definitely takes some work, but I try my best.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I was not like that when I was your age. So it's refreshing to see. And I think that's also why you've done so well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and we do have to take a quick break here. So we'll be right back with Hunter Hauk of Hunter Hauk Official and Crimson Exotics Rescue.
We all know that a dog is man's best friend, but why stop there? We think that all pets make our lives a little easier, whether it's a cat, gecko, or even a horse. We want to learn what makes your pet so special to you. Maybe they have an eccentric personality, or even give good cuddles. Whatever it is, we want to hear about it. After all, our pets deserve a moment in the spotlight. Why not share an interesting story about your pet with our host, pet coach Janelle Young? No matter how big or small, we'd love to hear from you on the Pet Owner Diary Show. We're looking for the next pet celebrity, superstar, or that unique animal story for TV and radio. If you believe your pet has the it factor, then call our pet line at 407-906-5712 or email us at petownerdiary@gmail.com. The possibilities are endless. Maybe you and your pet will be our next featured weekly guest on TV or radio. Let's give our pets the attention they deserve.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a brave new world in media with hundreds of video and audio channels to choose. Have you noticed? There's a catch. Paying more for what once was part of my entertainment package. Biz TV is free on YouTube. Real stories about real entrepreneurs. A fresh look at the game of business. Hey Siri, get me Biz TV on YouTube. It's free. Did I say it's free? Biz TV, now streaming on YouTube. Hey Siri, get me Biz TV on YouTube or visit biztv.com.
Welcome back, pet family. We are here with Hunter Hauk of Hunter Hauk Official. And just so I can get this right, and you can get this right, that is at HUNTERHOUCK Official, OFFICIAL. If you want to go and check Hunter out, we were talking a bit of what it's like to be in the community. This episode is our Rising Star episode. And, you know, one of the things that I want to start doing is featuring these smaller creators because they are amazing and they need people to know about them. You know, the more that we can uplift this community, the better. So Hunter is our kind of test pilot today. And we were talking a bit about the community. And so Hunter, let's move back to your YouTube channel.
All right.
So you had talked about how you plan things out. You have a schedule. And I wanted to know, you said a little bit that, you know, that was your advice. But I really would like to know what you would tell someone who's wanting to start a YouTube channel, but is, you know, scared about not succeeding or having issues or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, certainly. My biggest piece of advice is just press record. You don't have to have the nicest camera at first. I started out on, I think, like a $100 old DSLR or something. I can't exactly remember what it was, but yeah, just press record. It's not going to be your greatest video. That's why you're going to have progress. I look back on some of my earlier videos, which are certainly now private, and I can definitely see the growth, but yeah, just press record and then you can learn from there. You'll learn how to be comfortable on camera. You'll learn how to present information. You'll learn how to edit, how to do all the fun search engine optimization of YouTube. But the most important thing is just recording your first video.
Right. And yeah, like Hunter said, it does not matter about your camera quality or anything like that. You know, most people nowadays literally just use their iPhone because, you know, phone cameras are crazy nowadays. And they just look like expensive cameras without being, well, they're still expensive, but being slightly cheaper or something you already have.
Right.
And I mean, the Apple headphones are great for recording audio. So, you know, just sit down, grab what you have. If you have an idea, like Hunter said, just do it. Just hit record. You'll never know until you try.
Yeah, exactly. You have probably in your pocket that you're listening to this on right now an awesome camera that can record 4K or 1080p quality. So you have the tools to start. You can, even if you just want to use iMovie to keep editing, I know there are some people who have 10 or 20,000 subscribers that use their iPhone and iMovie. So it's definitely possible to grow with what you have right now. So don't let that be a barrier of entry. You have a unique perspective, and it's awesome that you have the opportunity to share it now with YouTube. So just upload your first video and see what happens.
Right, exactly. That's amazing advice, Hunter. And so you touched on this a little bit earlier, but you have your own podcast as well, right?
Yeah, so a couple, well, recently it's been less frequent, but every once in a while I will sit down on Reptile Coffee Club with one of my favorite reptile creators, as well as my co-host Gracie from EFG Exotics, and we'll just have a conversation about a topic in reptile keeping. So we do that on YouTube Live, and then within 24 hours it's also available wherever you listen to your podcasts. So if you want to find that, you can just head to reptilecoffeeclub.com.
Awesome. And shout out to Gracie. She has been one of my followers for a very, very long time. So quick shout out to Gracie, EFG Exotics. Love you. She messaged me before this and was like, Hunter's amazing. He's going to do so good. So she loves you, and we love you, Gracie.
Gracie's awesome. Thank you, Gracie.
And so you kind of mentioned it, but is there anything specifically that you talk about there, like care, or does it lean towards interview style? Like, what's your style there?
So it is certainly interview style, but it's more of a conversation as well. So I've had several guests on, most recently Jessica from Jessica's Animal Friends, who, if you're listening to this show, you know who she is. She's awesome. But we've also had, so with Jessica, we talked about how she rescues special needs reptiles. And then with a previous episode, we talked to someone who has a degree in the science of animal keeping. So we just dive into a lot of specific topics, but it ends up being a very broad conversation that everyone can get something from.
Right. So it's a lot like ours. So if you guys like Pet Owner Diary podcast and you're looking for a podcast like it, it sounds like Reptile Coffee Club is what you are looking for.
Thank you.
And I know that you said it already, but just to reiterate, where can everyone find the podcast?
So if you search Hunter Hauk on YouTube, it'll come up, and it's a playlist on my channel. Or if you want to find it on wherever you listen to your podcasts, whatever podcast app you have, you can just head to reptilecoffeeclub.com, and there are links for each individual podcast app, so you can open it from there.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, so I also want to get into your rescue, because like we said, you are only 16, and running a rescue is a big business. So that's Crimson Exotics Rescue, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what made you want to start a rescue? For me, it just kind of felt natural since I loved frogs so much. I was taking them in from Craigslist. I had people just like giving them to me left and right. So it was only natural. But what is your rescue story?
Yeah, so Crimson Exotics started in, I believe, December of 2019. It was co-founded by myself, Emma, who is still our vice president and still works with the rescue right now, and then one other person who's no longer with us, unfortunately. But yeah, we just decided we see a need for a rescue that operates in multiple states and can ship reptiles to adopters and from people needing to rehome them to our fosters. And we looked and looked and saw that that wasn't something that existed in the United States. And so we were thinking, and we just decided to pull the trigger and make it happen. So we are the first multi-state reptile rescue that operates by shipping reptiles, because we wanted to have it accessible to people who live in places like me, Wyoming, and other remote communities where otherwise you wouldn't be able to have access to adopt reptiles, or people who need to rehome them might not be able to find a responsible place to take them in. So we provide that service for people.
Right. And that, I mean, yeah, I've never heard of anything like that. With my rescue, we do ship, but it's just me, so it's only one person. So we don't have fosters or anything like that. But that, like, have, so you guys have fosters in multiple states? Is it other people, or is it just you, Emma, and the rest of the team?
Yeah, so basically we actually we're currently accepting applications just in case anyone is interested in joining our team, but currently we have myself here in Wyoming, and I'll be moving to Kansas in June, so I'll be covering that area soon. And then we have Emma in Minnesota, and we have an awesome foster named Bella in New Jersey. At I think the most we've had at one time was 6 fosters, but that was a lot. And so as people have left based on whatever personal reason they had where they weren't able to do this anymore, we've slowly pared it down to 3 people, and we're interested in adding someone in the Pacific Northwest or California, because that's another area that we definitely see a need for Crimson Exotics in. But yeah, we have just 3 of us right now.
Awesome. Well, if y'all get any frogs in, you know, send them down to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can make something work.
Yeah.
And again, guys, that is Crimson Exotics on Instagram, just at Crimson Exotics, CrimsonExotics. And you guys can go check out the website from there. And do y'all have anyone up for adoption right now? Is there anyone searching for a home?
Yeah, actually, we have a few. I can't remember them all off the top of my head, so I guess that tells you how many. So I'll head to our website right now, which is just crimsonexotics.org. Let's see here. Available animals include bear, a subadult male ball python. We have Jamie, the adult male crested gecko, who I'm actually fostering. So if you want to adopt an animal from me. And then we also have Venus, the female leopard gecko, and Frank, the male bearded dragon.
Awesome. All right, guys. Again, that's Crimson Exotics. And we'll be right back with Hunter Hauk of Hunter Hauk Official and Crimson Exotic Rescue.
At Nava Pets, we know how important your furry companions are. So, we want to help keep them happy and healthy. Our organic hemp products are specially formulated to enhance the well-being of your beloved pet. But don't worry, our hemp supplements don't contain any of the psychedelic stuff. So, your animal will receive all the health benefits and still be the pet you know and love. Your furry friend is sure to enjoy the organic pet hemp tincture, which infuses anti-inflammatory plant properties and omega fatty acids, providing for a more mobile and energetic pet while also assisting with any chronic pain or medical conditions your pet may be experiencing. Our hemp products also give a natural calming effect, perfect for the continuous barkers or those stressed out cats. We also offer a range of flavors, including bacon, peanut butter, and salmon. What's not to love? At NavaPets.com, you can spoil your pet with goodness. Treat your pet like they treat you.
Welcome back, pet family, to the Pet Owner Diary Show. My name is Tay, and we are here with Hunter Hauk of Hunter Hauk Official, his YouTube channel, Hunter Hauk, Crimson Exotics, and what we just learned about the Reptile Coffee podcast, which sounds amazing. And so I want to get in a little bit more about being a creator because, you know, like I say with all my creators, you don't really know what goes on inside the creator world if you are not an influencer, because we try to keep all that fun stuff out of our persona and away from the public.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some things that you love about being a creator or influencer, whatever you want to call it?
You know, I really love being a content creator, and there aren't very many parts of it that I dislike, but I'd say my favorite is just being able to share awesome, well-produced content with people from anywhere in the world. They can access it and learn all about these awesome animals through what I'm doing, and so that it definitely feels very meaningful, and it feels like I'm making a difference, so that's my favorite part.
Oh, so sweet. I love it. So tell us what it's like to be, you know, a creator striving for their big break. How much pressure does that put on your mentality, or do you enjoy it and, you know, maybe you don't have any stress? Let us in on that.
Oh, I definitely have some stress, but I actually enjoy the stress. I tend to work better under pressure, and so that's the funny thing about me and why I feel like I thrive in this industry, if you will. But yeah, I think it is definitely a lot of work, and especially because I do only have less than 10,000 on all of my platforms, it's a lot of work. But right now I am able to work hard and make it so that that pays for my expenses and all of my reptile needs and that fun stuff. So yeah, it is a lot of stress, but I enjoy the stress.
Right. That's amazing. Yeah. Especially, I mean, you know, even though I have, you know, as many followers as I do, I still struggle with payment and, you know, making it a full career. So numbers at the end of the day, unless you're really up there, they don't always mean everything. So, you know, you shouldn't really focus on that or put stress because, you know, like Hunter said, he might not have 10,000 yet, big yet, but you know, you still enjoy what you do, and it just motivates you to continue.
Yeah, and I feel like having a small platform can be an advantage sometimes because I can really make that personal connection with my subscribers, and I feel like a lot of brands are starting to recognize that because they are moving a lot of their influencer budget to smaller creators because we do have a more personal connection, and I'm sure you can relate to this too, because while you are a big creator, you still, you know, you're not in the millions and millions who never get to interact with your followers. So a lot of brands are willing to partner with us as opposed to people with tens of millions of followers because we have that personal connection. So our followers really do trust us.
Right. And one thing that, you know, I always tell people and that I notice is that, you know, the people who have been with you since the beginning of your social media journey are the people who will always be dedicated and have your back. And those people are going to be really important. When you do get bigger, if you get bigger or, you know, start thinking more professionally about your career.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We can't do it without the support of the people who over time do become our friends.
Yeah. So what is your goal for your accounts? Do you aim for fame or, you know, just having fun and doing what you love?
I'm definitely doing what I love, but I would love to make this a career because I feel like there are so many stones that I haven't turned yet and so many video ideas that I still have. And if I were able to do this as a full-time career, when I'm an adult, I would absolutely love that. So I'm working hard now to set up that foundation.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And we talked a little bit about them, but what are some of the coolest opportunities or things that you've gotten to do because of your social, even as a small creator?
I have met so many awesome people. My best friend, Emma, actually, who co-founded Crimson Exotics with me, if it weren't for YouTube, we never would have met because we're both YouTube creators. Also, the Snake Discovery build-off, getting to meet a lot of people who I look up to, that was pretty awesome. And just getting invited to some other smaller events, like next weekend, I believe it is, I'm going to film an expo in Billings, Montana. So that's fun. And in July, I'm going to the Schaumburg North American Reptile Breeders Conference. So those are all opportunities that I definitely wouldn't have had if it weren't for YouTube. So I'm super grateful for it in that manner.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. So if you guys are, you know, going to be in any Montana expos or anything like that, look out for Hunter there. And Hunter, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Use this time now to promote anything you want, tell people where to find you on all your platforms. Just take this time to self-promote and always be plugging.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, if you want to learn more about Crimson Exotics Reptile Rescue, again, you can head to crimsonexotics.org or just Google Crimson Exotics. We're the first that comes up. And if you want to find me, I'm Hunter Hauk. Anywhere you can just find me. Go to hunterhauk.com. That's HUNTERHOUCK.com. And there's links to everywhere that I am on the internet on that website.
Amazing. Thank you for spelling it out too. That saved me some work. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Hunter. It was an absolute pleasure. And you guys, be looking out for Hunter. He's going to be big one day. I can just feel it. And you're definitely bound to hit your lucky stride soon. Can just feel it. Thank you for hanging out with us today, everyone. Come back next week. We have an Easter special, and we'll see you then. Same time, same place on the Pet Owner Diary Show. I've been Tay Shoemaker. Thanks and goodbye.
Thank you for joining us on Pet Owner Diary. Make sure to visit our website, petownerdiary.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, view show highlights, and download each episode via SoundCloud. Make sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app too, so you and your pet never miss an episode. Pet family, if you like what you hear, please share on your social media and tell a friend to tune in. On behalf of America's pet owner coach, Janelle Young, we wish you love, peace, and harmony with your pet. We'll catch you in the next episode.